السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوما لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق. ونبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عنه عمله إلا ثلاثة، إلا من صدقة جارية أو علم ينتفع به أو ولد صالح يدعو له. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة، وصوم رمضان، والحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, O who you believe, anfiqu mimma razaqnakum, that you must spend from that wealth which we have granted you. Qabla an yati yawmun, before the day comes, meaning the yawmul qiyamah, that the day will be such, la bay'un, there will be no business transaction on the yawmul qiyamah, وَلَا حُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ, there will be no friendship, there will be no intercession. Everyone will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving the hisab and reckoning for all those amal and deeds, whether good or bad, which he has done or she has done during the lifetime of this world. No one will be helpful or beneficial. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ, that whatever you people possess, it is going to perish, finish. And whatever you send to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will remain forever. On another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged the wealthy people such a beautiful way. مَنْ زَلَّذِي يُقْرِدُ اللَّهِ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعِفُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. O my servants, who is there who grants loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قَرْض, who grants loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah will take it, accept it, and multiply many folds and return him back when he need the most. Now just imagine, no one came in this world with the wealth. He was naked, not even clothing. His body also not covered, right? So tiny, boy or girl. And then Allah made him grow and he became mature and man and woman. And then Allah granted intellect, understanding, knowledge, and started earning, became businessman or wealthy man. So everything granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the time being, not forever, for a short period of time. And then he will die. The moment he will die, all his wealth will go to his inheritors. And he has to give the hisab of each and every penny how he earned and how he spent. But ulama said that money, that wealth is spent fi sabilillah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no hisab for that. Only reward. But the wealth he accumulated and spent on himself or his family or is left in the bank account and he died. On that wealth there will be the hisab on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. He will not be able to move from in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he answers the five questions. Among those five questions, how you earn your wealth, how you spend. This is the holy month of Ramadan. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, when a people die, when a person dies, all his amal cut off, the book of deeds is closed. Illa min salatatin. But there are three channels still open and he received the rewards in his graves. He did. He is not able to do any action, but thawab and reward continuously going to his grave until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Those three channels are Sadaqatun Jariya. Number one, continuous charity. And the second one is Ilmun Yuntafau Bihi. Made someone Hafiz al-Quran, made someone Alim, and taught some Islamic education, and the person who became student, he is teaching to someone else, and likewise is continuing. So whatever amal he is making on his ilm, the person who taught, he will receive the reward for that. And the third one, Waladun Salih, a righteous children. After his demise, after his death, if he's righteous boy and girl, son and daughter, then they will make dua every day after every salah. And that dua will continuously going to his grave, to her grave. So these are the three only channels left after the death of the person. So my brothers and sisters, we have to think, we have to leave this world. We came in this dunya empty-handed, we're going to go empty-handed. Only they do the favor, they cover our body with the shroud. When we came, we were naked. But going time, they only make extra favor that they covered our body with the shroud. Nothing else will go to the grave from this dunya. Material things, he may be mentioned, six-bedroom house, or flashy car, or jewelry, bank account, properties, everything will remain behind. They say, take him out. That house he purchased, he built. He say, no, it's no more his house. Take him out from his own house. Take him out from his own bedroom. He decorated his bedroom. He made his own bathroom, jacuzzi and what and what. No, no more. Give him ghusl in the masjid, funeral home. He cannot take shower here in his own bathroom. That's the reality, my brothers. His closet full of stylish clothing, expensive clothing, right? He cannot take any suit from that closet. He purchased, he spent money on it, it was his. No, just shroud, simple cloth. That's the reality of this world. And we are running after the Niyamat. This holy month of Ramadan is not the month of Zakat. This is the month of fasting, month of Siyam. All the ahkam of Ramadan, ayat, ahadith, based on the masail of Ramadan, fasting. That's the ibadah, special, the ibadah during the month of Ramadan is the siyam. But Muslim world, they made this month of Ramadan, month of zakat. Everybody is taking out his zakat during the month of Ramadan. Actually, this is not month of zakat. This is month of Siyam. And why this misunderstanding, misconception came in the minds of the Muslims? Just because of that one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. that Rasulullah ﷺ gathered the Sahaba. It's a lengthy hadith, but in that hadith, one portion was this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward during the month of Ramadan. Every nafal act done during the month of Ramadan will be given the reward of faraz, and every faraz act done during the month of Ramadan multiplied to 70 times. So people are eager to pay zakat during the month of Ramadan. So for $1 they can get $70. Only for this reason they are holding their zakat all the way till the month of Ramadan, which is wrong. This is not the teaching of Islam. Every individual who becomes sahib-e-nisab. Now when a person becomes sahib-e-nisab, when a person have seven and a half tola gold or 52 and a half tola of silver or equivalent to that amount of the money. For example, 87.48 grams, which is 7.5 tola gold, in today's market price is 5,500, more or less, 5,500. And the nisab of silver, 52.5 tola, which is 612.36 gram silver. The price of silver of this nisab is $490. Or equivalent to the cash. Now if anyone has 500 extra, he becomes sahib-e-nisab. He doesn't have to wait for 5,500, which is the nisab of gold. Sharia says gold or silver. People wait for the high price. Who is 5,500? No. Even you have $500 extra, other than your needs and necessities of the day, you become sahib-e-nisab, payer of zakat. Now you tell me, among all this congregation, who said I don't have 500 extra in my possession or in my bank account? I think no one will say like that. Even our small kids going to the middle school and high school, they have pocket money of that amount. We take it very easy. We take it very, the zakat is only for the wealthy. Zakat is only for the rich people. I'm middle class. I'm working class. Zakat is not wajib upon me. They don't even calculate. And they miss this faraz. It becomes faraz. Now, when a person becomes sahib-e-nisab, we all have to understand very clearly the day a person has this extra amount, $500 cash or the amount of silver or amount of gold in his possession. For example, he got this money in the 1st of April. So this 1st of April, he became sahib-e-nisab. Now next year, 2023, 1st of April, he has to pay zakat. This is the law. I'll give example in Islamic calendar, but most of us, we don't remember the month, Islamic month, that's why I'm giving the easy way, English calendar. So for example, I became sahib-e-nisab, meaning I have $500 extra in my possession on the 1st of Rabiul Awwal this year, or last year, say last year. 1st of Rabiul Awwal, I earn $500 extra. And that is more than my needs and necessities. Extra amount in my possession. Now I became sahib-e-nisab in 2021 in 1st of Rabiul Awwal or 1st of April. Right? So this year, 2022, 1st of Rabiul Awwal, I have to calculate from last year 500 till this year, 30th March. How much extra amount I have in my possession, how much gold and silver I have in my possession.